There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hello, this is Ed and Leon from My Sad Captains. And this is a song called Don't Listen to Your Heart.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week we're being entertained by British alt-rock group My Sad Captains. After undergoing a bit of a shake-up, the band's about to release a new album called Sunbridge, a first for the band in its new formation, but a fourth for the band overall. Ed and Leon from My Sad Captains are in the studio today to play us a few tracks from it, and for a quick chat too.
Don't listen to your heart. It's always in the wrong place. You pull yourself apart and try to keep a straight face. Now there's a lot of time for you to try to make up your mind. All that you want, you'll find. Don't listen to your heart. For ages, you go back to the start, 'cause something always changes. Now there's a lot of time for you to try to make up your mind. All that you want, you'll find. To the start, 'cause something always changes. Now there's a lot of time for you to try to make up your mind. All that you want, you'll find.
Ed and Leon from My Sad Captains, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Hello, thanks
left
for having
us. Left your other captains behind. What are they doing today?
I don't know what they're doing. They couldn't fit in the room, unfortunately.
So
we had to disappoint them.
You've just, recently announced your new album, Sunbridge. And Ed, I read that you'd said about it that you kind of wanted to push your sound in a new direction. How did you go about that?
I feel with the last record, we probably did kind of sat in one particular space and had a really nice atmosphere to it. But I think just probably through the process of playing that album live, you kind of naturally go in different directions. So I think when it kind of came to doing this one, we wanted to, I suppose, expand some things a bit and get into maybe more kind of ambient territory on occasion. So there are a few more kind of stretched out moments, but I guess also return to the fact that I suppose what I really like is songs and melodies. So there's a few much more kind of concise songs than we've done for a while, just kind of quite simple pop songs.
The lineup of the band's had a bit of a rejig recently. Did that change the way that you've been making music?
I think it inevitably did. Leon, you...
Yes.
Came on board, so you brought your special skills and talents to proceedings.
Indeed.
What do they involve?
Lots of bomb notes, out of key guitar.
But yeah, no, I think it does kind of naturally change. I mean, I've always kind of written the basic songs mostly, but then it's always been like, that's always just a shell or whatever. And then it's quite a collaborative process in bending those things into different shapes and sizes. This one's called New Sun.
When did you meet these guys? How did you come into the band?
Must have been about 6 years ago. I was in another band and we took Captains on tour. And we just had a good time. And when Nick, who was the original guitarist, you know, was leaving, I guess Ed and Dan just approached me and said, hey, would you like to do this? And I said, yeah, sure. Sounds like fun. I mean, I'm just into, you know, I always love the band, so.
Making music for me has always been, you know, wanting to make music with people I like and, like, close people. So, like, you know, it's been, like, very kind of close friends. So Leon was the only person I kind of thought of that I'd, like, want to join and kind of do that. And he's a great guitar player. So, so yeah, so I was really pleased that he wanted to do it.
That's nice. And where did you make this album? Where did you write it and where did you record it? Because it just sounds like it was made in this very beautiful, quiet space, or maybe that's where it should be played as well.
Yeah. Well, it was made in Hackney.
Not quiet or beautiful.
So I guess we needed to find that quiet space in our minds. We did about maybe 10 days or so of just basic recording in the Bella Union studios, and then just like finished it up ourselves, you know, just experimenting. And that's your more kind of quiet headspace of trying different things in more secluded spots. And then, yeah, we sent it off across the Atlantic for it to be mixed. A guy called Jeff Ziegler, who's done stuff with Kurt Vile and War on Drugs and Steve Gunn.
And his solo stuff.
Yeah, and yeah, he makes like ambient music himself. And so he seemed to us to be the ideal person to kind of knit together the two different sides of what we were trying to do and make it sound cohesive rather than a mess. This is called Everything at the End of Everything.
I don't know why we live and die over and over. It's been so long since I went home sleeping all day. Now I'm awake and there's some time for satellite thinking. Nobody knows, but I suppose we'll find our own way. Open eye, back to life.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. Today's guests were My Sad Captains, and their album Sunbridge is out this October on Bella Union Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.